Blog Talk Radio.
Somewhere in the distant night, I hear Christmas bells. The gentle snow keeps falling down on people who are homeward bound. That's the way it's always been. The circle never really ends. Christmas seems to come and go. Home's a place that I don't know. Holly leaves and Christmas trees. It's that time of year. Lights are glowing, mistletoe don't mean a thing when you're not here. As I walk this lonely street, the sound of snow beneath my feet, I think of how it used to be. When holly leaves and Christmas trees used to mean so much to me.
Okay, the moment of truth. Can you guys hear me? Please say you can
yes.
hear me. Can you hear me? Oh,
yes,
thank you, God. No, I'm not calling
glitter.
You God. I'm just saying.
That's okay. You are very clear.
Oh, thank heaven, because Sunday it was a mess. In more ways than one, it was just, there was so many things going on that were not copacetic with this thing. It was amazing on Sunday. Anyway, I'm so glad everything's working today. Are you guys ready for this?
Sure,
are you guys
ready
for this? Oh, man. And you know what? I might come up a little short because we had four albums to choose from, but you know what? They were almost all duplications. So we actually only have, counting the duets, we're going to come out okay, all right, because I can play the regular Elvis-only versions, and then I can play the duets of those versions, and it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Without the duets, we're about four songs short. But I didn't think you guys would probably mind hearing some of those songs twice, so I didn't worry about it.
Okay.
I think it's okay. I don't mind hearing. There's some of them that I could listen to over and over and over and over and over. You know, it's just that way. Hey, so are you guys ready for Christmas? Are you guys all ready for? I'm not.
Well, I'm not quite.
I'm totally just freezing to death here. I spin under my blanket, my comforter, and then I'm toasty warm. But if I have to get up and do anything, it's like, yeah, right. Uh-huh. I remember the days. Okay, back in North Idaho, before they had furnaces, and you know, things like they had wood cook stoves, they had fireplaces. And that was about the extent of it. And they had wood heating stoves, of course. And that's how we heated our house. Even in the 90s was a wood cook stove. But, you know, if the fire goes out during the night, it's down to 45 or 50 degrees in the morning, and you get up in the cold. That's just how it works. I feel like I'm back there again.
Oh, gosh. I think you'll be glad to get out of there.
Oh, I will be. I will. I totally will. Oh, my gosh. But you know what? Being a little bit chilly is preferable to having to worry about whether the furnace is going to work properly or suffocate you, you know?
True, yeah.
Because this furnace is 30 years old. Yeah, this furnace is 30. I really doubt if the filter has ever been changed. It's never been cleaned. You can tell that by looking at it. And it's a propane furnace. So it's kind of like, okay, if I use this furnace, I am taking my life in my hands, and I might as well be ready to commit suicide because that's what it might amount to. So I said, I don't think so. We're not going there. So I've never gotten a propane tank. I've never had the furnace on. I don't know if it works or not. I'm not going to find out. I don't care because I'm not going to use it. I'm afraid of that thing. And so I'm here. I have discovered one thing, though. Very interesting. My stir fryer makes me, or my, not my stir fryer, my air fryer makes a great heater. It's fantastic. I put it on bake like you would an oven, or I can put it on a grill air fry combo, and that fan just goes like gangbusters and helps heat up the house, and it's great. I like it. So I just don't know if I can afford the electricity to do that.
Oh God, Jesus, man.
But whatever. I also discovered that my little 10-inch heater that has a blower on it, when it's on, there's a fan that blows the heat out. That works better than my big 18-inch space heater that doesn't have a fan on it.
Uh-huh.
And it runs less. So I'm discovering things all over the place, you know, and we'll just see. I'm expecting it to be pretty shocking when I get my bill this month. But next month will be better because I know more about what works better. So.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Jackie?
What?
He's standing here with his nose to the wall, just staring at the wall. And it's like.
Oh, what? My word.
Did somebody send you to the corner or something? Did Calico get mad at you?
I hear Calico. That's funny.
Oh, he's afraid of her. She's about a quarter of his size, and he's afraid of her. So, you know, she can boss him around like nobody's business. It's funny. Oh, it's funny. She wants to get in his bed, and they have done this. They have slept in his bed together, but she wants to get in there and sleep next to him and cuddle up. And he pulls back, and he goes, whoa, what is going on? And she'll go up if he's sleeping. She'll go up and lick his ears and sniff his nose and all this. And if he wakes up, he'll snap at her. He never bites her. He never connects. He just scares her. But she wants to be happy and be friends, and he's just deathly afraid of her. I think it's just funny as a crutch. So, hey, you know. And you think for 6 years they would have gotten used to each other. Well, she has. He hasn't. So it's okay. At least he doesn't chase her and try to kill her, so it's all right.
Yeah. No kidding.
Any other
Calico. That was cute last night when Calico was talking to me on the phone.
Yeah.
That was funny. That happened.
Talking to you on the phone. That was funny.
Yeah, it was. She just was talking to me and talking to me. And I was talking back. And
well, you know what she's doing now is she's begging for me to go feed her again. She's eaten twice, and she's had canned milk twice, and now she's wanting something. I think she's bored. That's what I think. Go find your mouse. Yeah, you'll be okay. It'll be fine. Take Easy out to play. Yeah. oh, good grief. Hey, Apache, go play with your sister. Yeah. go play with Calico. She's bored. Yeah, go play with Calico. Yeah. No? Okay. All right, fine. That's fine. He's looking at me like, are you crazy? Okay, guys, let's get this show on the road. I've got something pretty special here because I am going to be playing quite a few duets today. And like I said, then I will play the versions of Elvis singing those by himself. But I thought we would start with some duets. And to start that off, you can't fluff the carpet, Patch. It just don't fluff, honey. Okay, just lay down in front of the heater and be happy. So anyway, what I've got to begin with is there was a special cut on the Duets album that was really pretty neat. It had, it's called Behind the Scenes with the Duets. And it's got Martina McBride and Wynonna Judd and Priscilla, Carrie Underwood, and then Millie Kirkham and Ray Woodley and Gordon Stoker, that's his name, Gordon Stoker, and then mm-hmm. Amy Grant and Gretchen Wilson, and they all do duets on this album with Elvis where they've taken what Elvis did and then they had these ladies record their versions and put them together as a duet. Mm-hmm. So, and they turned out pretty good. They turned out pretty good. So I want to play that that cut for you where the gals that were asked if they would like to do this are stating how they felt about it and their opinions, okay? And it's not real long. It's only a little over 6 minutes, but I think it's quite interesting, and I think it's something we need to hear since we're going to be listening to their duets with Elvis, okay? So here we go, okay. Duet.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Well, doing Blue Christmas is, you know, for me, it's a labor of love, definitely having such special memories of it growing up.
And when those blue
amazing to think that somewhere somebody's going to be, you know, decorating their tree or opening presents and hear not just Elvis, which they would hear every year, but also me with Elvis. I mean, that's kind of overwhelming, you know, really. So I better do a good job.
When Priscilla called me, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I just immediately said, you know, which song? So here I am.
Honey, hang your stockings and turn out the light. Santa's coming down your chimney tonight. Thank you very much.
We have Wynonna Judd, who I'm telling you, she sings a, you know, a bluesy Santa Claus is back in town, and it is raunchy, and you would think it, sometimes you go, is that Elvis or is that Wynonna? You know, she got it down so beautifully. She is something else. She was born to be a singer, this girl. Really hard to describe, you know, thoughts and feelings towards, you know, singing with such a legend. I mean, I never thought I'd be singing a duet with Elvis Presley, so it's just very surreal, and I think I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it a little bit, but I'm very honored to be a part of it.
So much fun while he was actually doing the recording.
Oh, yeah.
He enjoyed what he was doing. It wasn't like a job to him. He just really enjoyed it.
And when it came in this studio to record, usually it was the same people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like a reunion when he came in.
I recorded a lot of Christmas music, but I have never recorded the song White Christmas. And to get to sing it with Elvis, I mean, chances are he wouldn't have picked me had we all been on a level playing field, but I picked him. And I just love my memories of enjoying his music growing up. I love that great Americana Christmas song. And just the whole experience brought a smile to my face, the whole thing.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
In our house a lot with his music, and at Christmas time, you know, he is part of Christmas. Jesus and then Elvis. So,
totally.
You know.
Now I'm living in paradise.
You've been living in paradise. Yeah, now.
Being able to sing a song, a track with Elvis the way I did it was something that I think a lot of people would, you know, they would not be able to believe that they're doing it. And something that, you know, in my career, I get the opportunity to do a lot of really cool things like that. But this is one that I didn't see coming, you know, and I don't know how I could have, you know. But it was definitely a huge, huge part of my career so far. And maybe I'll get the chance to do it again.
Silver bells, silver bells, silver bells.
Well, we also have Anne Murray, who sings Silver Bells, and Elvis really liked Anne Murray.
Silver Bells I recorded on my very first Christmas album, and because it was one of my all-time favorites. So there again, to have the opportunity to sing Silver Bells with Elvis is a real thrill for me.
I don't think I ever imagined I would be singing with Elvis. When I got the call to do it, I jumped at the chance because, I mean, it's just so fun to be in the studio recording with such an icon. I loved singing with him. It was very surreal to have him in my ears. It was pretty amazing. And
I think Elvis will be very happy with the artists that are on this duet album. We've got multi-gold, multi-platinum award-winning artists, and it's they're all right up there with him.
Your Santa Claus comes to life.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm. It was. But you know, in the beginning, when Priscilla was talking, I heard her say something about sleazy or something, I thought, and then she started complimenting her. So I missed that part. Did you hear what she said?
What she said something about sleeping?
Sleazy or... sleazy. That's what I think it was, that word. Anyway,
no, I don't think so. I don't remember that. She was talking about, let's see, the first time she was talking about Wynonna Judd's singing. And just, she was born to be a singer. And the next time she spoke, it was about Anne Murray.
Hmm. Okay.
Singing Silver Bells with her. I don't remember saying anything about sleeping. If you want to, honey, you can find that online. It's on his Duets Christmas album.
Okay, thank you.
So you could find it and listen to it again and maybe see what it was that you missed.
Well, she had a wonderful voice. Beautiful voice. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All of these ladies do. That last little gal that was singing was Leanne Ryan. I didn't get her duet in because I already had enough songs. I did play her last year, though. And she's just a little bit of a girl. She's just a little tiny thing. But she's got a big voice. It's high. She's got a very sweet, high voice. You know, but she can sing. Oh, my gosh, she can sing. And she's got a break in her voice. She'd be a good yodeler. Somebody should tell her to yodel. Well, okay, anyway, let's start this off with something. I have heard, like, on the 68 comeback special, Elvis said this was his favorite Christmas song that he ever recorded. I will play it with just him singing it a little bit later, but right now I'm going to play the duet with Martina McBride of Blue Christmas.
Oh, it being the time of the year that it is, I'd like to do my favorite Christmas song of all the ones I've recorded.
I'll have a blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same day.
He did it on the 68 comeback special because they were all stomping on the stage with their feet and all that.
Oh,
I thought
hell.
That was pretty cool. I like that.
I don't even know because I go the back way and call Jenny's home. So,
Jenny's home? Okay, anyway, I'll find out what that's all about a little bit later. Here we are with, let's see, let's do Wynonna Judd's duet with Elvis. This is cooking. I like this. This is hot stuff. Wynonna Judd and Elvis doing Santa Claus is Back in Town.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Where you be a real good girl. no sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You're gonna see him coming in a big black Cadillac. Stockings and turn off the lights. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney.
That with him, she just
she
cooks it, man. Oh my word, she just goes for it. I love that. Okay, I know who this is. Hello, Becca. How are you doing, honey?
Hey guys, how are y'all doing? It's Pastor Boone.
Oh, I'm freezing to
death.
Can
you hear me?
But other than that, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I know. When the cold weather hadn't even got here yet.
Oh, you got some. Oh, honey, you got such a treat coming. Yes, cold fingers, cold feet,
I know.
Cold nose.
I know.
Your eyeballs are going to be cold.
I know. And that's when I go back to work on Friday, isn't it, honey?
Oh, that's not. Yeah, Friday's the coldest day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Saturday's not a whole lot better.
I know, it's gonna be cold.
Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah, it's gonna be 15 degrees here Friday night, and then it's gonna be 19 on Saturday night. So,
aren't you in Georgia? Aren't you in Georgia with Bob?
Yeah, I am in Georgia. Yeah, stupid,
that's
huh?
Fine. No, you're with the southern
girl. If I am going to be this cold, I want to go somewhere where it's supposed to be cold. At least then they'll have snow and insulate you a little bit.
I know.
Yeah, and wood stoves and things like that, you know. Where they're prepared for the cold. They live with the cold, and it works. But here in Georgia, it's not supposed to be this cold.
Well, we don't have the pretty snow. We have the wet, slushy snow and stuff like that. We don't have the pretty dry snow like they do at work.
Oh, we don't normally. I've been here for over a year, never seen snow. We didn't have snow all winter last. It froze a couple times, but that was rain, and then it was gone by 6 o'clock in the morning. It was thawed out, but I haven't seen snow here. It's just been freaking cold.
We got some last year here in Stroudstart from where I live in California. We got pretty good snow here. So.
You know.
How's everybody doing this blustery day?
Say what, baby girl?
How's everybody doing today? Can they hear me?
I am cold. Like I said, I'm freezing to death. I'm cold. I'm not sick, but I'm cold. So, you know, it's all right. I'm looking forward to being... Well, I'm looking towards being home by myself for Christmas just because I don't want to, you know, Christmas is a time you need to be with your family, and I don't have any family here. I don't have
That's
I don't
where
have
I'll be. I'll be in working the ER by myself Christmas night. Yeah.
Well, you know, at least we work, and I mean, usually I would have been working at the hotel on Sunday night, But I don't do that anymore.
Wow.
And it's real quiet. You sit there and watch TV all night because nobody does anything on Christmas night. You just sit there and watch TV. So, you know, no big deal.
I can't say the same about Era, though. Well, it gets crazy up in there.
Hi, Jenny. Jenny last night I talked to Rebecca, and man, I thought, boy, she is hot as a kite. She has COVID, and that's why she's so hoarse. But anyway, I got tickled because of her comments on my chat. And I thought, she's not even making any sense. And then she told me she was taking those coughing pills. You know what I'm talking about.
Those
can make you feel pretty high.
She's higher than a kite without an airplane. She didn't even need a plane.
Yeah, she was.
I didn't know that they made you feel that way.
Now you know. Are you on? Have you taken some now? Are you flying now?
No, I'm not up to earlier.
Fly as a friendly sky. Take a coffee pill.
It's the only thing to stop the coughing, though. Really and truly, it really is.
Well, that's all right, honey. I mean, you know, you're taking it for a reason. You're not taking it just to feel good. You're taking it for a reason. You want to get rid of that cough. Coughing, sometimes, though, it can be productive and it's good for you to help you get that stuff out. But if you're not coughing up anything, you don't want to cough. It just irritates your throat.
I know, I'm not. But they
make everything worse.
They finally put me on the, they quit doing the infusion. So they finally put me on the infusion pills. So they gave me those. And
okay.
They couldn't even charge me for it. So, that's what made me sick up there.
Wow.
They quit doing the infusions, you know, back when COVID was going on pretty bad. People come up there by the family pack, 5 and 6 people, and do those infusions. Then IV infusions is supposed to help you get over it a whole lot faster. So, but now they're not doing it anymore. If you know how the government is, you know.
Oh, yeah, anything that
works. Since I work ER, I went up there and had some, my doctor ordered me some special tests and all to make sure, and tested my kidneys and whatever, and gave me the medicine. It's 3 pills. You take 3 in the morning and 3 at night, and it's 5 packs of them. You got to finish them. I'm hoping it's going to get rid of this morning. I'm so sick of pills.
Well, as long as it makes you well, that's okay. But taking
that's all that counts. That's right.
Crazy.
I know. I already have enough to take without having to take those. So.
Yeah, really. There you go.
So who was on the show today? I hear you and Sue. Who else is here? Is Ann on there?
What did we do? Ann's not. No. People across in the UK can't call in anymore because Blog Talk did away with Skype. They were having trouble with Skype, and so they've discontinued Skype, and that was the only way that people outside the country
can call.
Well, they can call direct, but you can't hardly afford that. That'll break in real quick.
Okay, no. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. The only reason I'm calling is because I've got unlimited. It's the only reason I'm calling.
That's the whole thing. They quit. They discontinued using Skype, so nobody from outside the country can call in anymore.
That's so bad.
Well, it took us, and they didn't tell us that. I had to call them to find out. Well, I emailed them to find out. They didn't tell us. It's just nobody could get in anymore, and we were wondering what was wrong. Well, I emailed them and said what was wrong, and then they told me that they'd been having trouble with Skype, so they discontinued it, and that's why nobody outside the country can call in for free anymore.
That's terrible.
It is, but, you know, it's Blog Talk. You know, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
So,
what you been up to, Miss C, today? Excuse me? What you been up to today?
Oh, some things around here, and took a short nap earlier and set my alarm on my phone to make sure I was awake because I didn't want to miss another show.
Sleep through it.
damn so thing. Good. I love that.
And my alarm didn't even, damn alarm didn't even go off. I don't know what's wrong with my phone. Well, it's several things.
Honey, there are so many things wrong with your phone you couldn't even list them. You'd run out of paper and
well,
a whole new tablet.
Then I find out today my alarm doesn't work. Now, that's not right. Anyway.
Just add it to the list. You know, that's the winter list. You know, that's how it goes.
Well, y'all already played Blue Christmas, haven't you, girls? Yeah, I played Blue Christmas.
I already did, baby girl. Where were you?
I know, I missed it.
Yeah,
I was in there trying to figure out how to put my Peacock. I got my Peacock on my TV now. I'm trying to figure out how to stream it. Now I'm messing with that.
Yeah,
to put my Christmas tree up. And I said, oh crap.
The one I played was a duet, so I will be playing the Elvis version a little bit later. But I'm not going to get there unless we get back to playing music, honey. So,
okay. I'm here. I'm here, but if I start talking, I may hang up because I don't want to mess up your stuff, okay?
Oh, all you want, whatever you want to do, honey, you're not going to mess me up if you hang in there. But if you keep talking, you're just going to keep coughing more, honey.
I know. That's the thing.
That's the whole thing right there. Yeah. So, well, however you want to do it, baby girl, that's fine. You know, doesn't bother me one way or the other. I'm just going to play some music. We're going to have some Elvis Christmas music today. And here we are. We're going to continue with it, okay?
All right.
I'm glad you called in, though. I'm glad you figured out how to call in, though. That's
I'm
good.
Glad
right.
I had you called in a really, really long time. I don't feel like you're working one or the other.
I know. Well, you know, write down the number so you don't lose it. You'll have
I got it. I'm going to store it in my phone. I will. I absolutely will.
There you go. Okay, let's play another duet. This one is going to be with Carrie Underwood. We heard her on that duet. People talking about Elvis, you know, and singing a duet with him.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is I'll Be Home for Christmas. It's Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
Thank you.
got to like that last chord, you know? They do that so nicely. That's just beautiful. I love that. Okay. I love Christmas music. This is my favorite time of year. I love playing Christmas music. And people look at you funny when you play in July. They go down the aisle of Walmart singing Jingle Bells, and they kind of look at you cross-eyed, look at you out of the corner of their eye and go, okay, when are they coming to cart her away? Yeah. But I do it anyway.
Some people aren't ready for it.
I know. And I sing Jingle Bells all year long. People just look at me so strange, and it's like, hey, get in the spirit, guys. Christmas is coming.
That's
I mean,
okay.
It was over 175 days ago. It's on its way again, you know.
I know. The
guy I used to work with, it was so funny because the week after Christmas, like, you know, right after New Year's, the 2nd of January, I'd sit there and I'd start going Jingle Bells again. And his office was next to mine, but we had a connecting door, and the door was always open because the equipment he had in his office needed the air circulation. And so I'd start doing Jingle Bells again, like January 2nd, and he'd look at me, and he'd start shaking his head, and I'd say, what? He goes, Christmas is over, Jenny. No, it's coming again. It's after the 1st of January. Christmas is coming again. I can sing Jingle Bells. And he just shakes his head and walks away.
I guess so.
Funny. I loved getting his goat. It was so hilarious. So, you know. Okay, here we go. Who likes White Christmas?
Oh,
White
I
Christmas?
Do. Oh, are you
yeah.
going to do the one we have, Martina?
No, I'm talking about the song. The song, White Christmas. The song.
White Christmas?
Yeah.
It's a demo. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He does one with Martina, too.
Yeah, this isn't the one with Martina. Yeah. We did Blue Christmas with Martina.
Yeah, it's great. Okay.
Yeah, we did Blue Christmas with Martina, and you missed it. So, hey, SOL.
I know. I was trying.
Well,
I'm trying to put my Christmas tree up, y'all.
you can play it back and hear it later. But, White Christmas. That is the one thing I do miss. I've missed that for 25 years, living in Arizona, and then living here in Georgia is snow on Christmas. Of course, in Spokane, we were always out there Christmas Eve wondering if it was going to snow for Christmas. It always did, but sometimes not until Christmas morning.
Yeah.
But we always did have snow on Christmas. Sometimes it didn't last. But
they're talking
have...
about some wintery participation Thursday night, but they didn't say anything about no snow. So anyway, we'll probably get to sleep.
Well, Thursday night, I'm doing my show Thursday afternoon, and then I'm done.
How are you? I'm late.
I
have to go to work and stay at work so I don't get iced in or whatever because I have to stay there. We can't, if we don't have a way to work, we have to stay there. We had no choice.
Well, yeah, but they got beds, so it's okay.
Hospital beds.
Hey, it's a bed.
Hospital
bed. It's a place to lie down. I mean, it's better than a hard floor.
No.
You know?
A torture chamber. Them things are awful.
Well,
they do
feed
us, though, but they do give us a hospital bedroom, with a TV.
Yeah, I do have that memory of them that they are not very comfortable, but I was so far gone at that point I didn't care. It just didn't matter to me. So I couldn't stand up, so lying down, whatever. I would have been on the floor otherwise, so I was all right. But anyway, here is Amy Grant with Elvis White Christmas.
Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day of a white Christmas. your Christmas.
Come on now, big boy.
Be one.
All right. Yeah, come on now, big boy. I love that.
Sorry, guys.
I love that. Come on now, big boy. Yeah, you betcha.
Is that short? I'm picking up here. Sorry.
And your mind goes in all kinds of directions when she does that. It's like, all right, okay. And Amy Grant, her big thing in the 70s was, and the 80s actually, she was a Christian music singer. That's what she was known for in the 70s and 80s, was singing Christian music. And who was it she married?
She married Vince Gill.
Vince Gill, yes. Yes, it was Vince Gill. And that, yes, at the time, that was kind of a surprise because they were both married to other people, but you know, it was kind of this irresistible attraction. So,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? It was okay with the kids, so they did the deed.
Still and, together, years later.
And they stayed married. They stayed married, so it was okay. But, yeah. Come on now, people. I can't get over that. Come on now, people. That's so funny. Okay, here's Anne Murray with Elvis. Doing Silver Bells.
Silver Bells,
Silver Bells,
Silver Bells,
Silver Bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring. Busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear
silver bells. Lights blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures.
Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all, the bustle you hear.
Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring.
Has such a pure alto, you know. It's just, I've always loved listening to her because her voice amazes me. It totally amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has a voice like Anne Murray. Oh man. Okay, we have another one. There are two or three more duets, but you don't want to miss any of them. So we're not going to miss any of them. This one is with Sarah Evans. It's not on the duet album, but John sent it to me separately. This is Silent Night.
Mm-hmm.
Silent Night is always a favorite for Christmas. And did you guys realize that that is a German origin hymn? It was written at Christmas time by a priest on the guitar. It was written for guitar. He wrote it on guitar. And through the years, we've embellished it all with all this other fol-de-rol, but it's still the most beautiful when it's just accompanied by an acoustic guitar. And I learned to play it on my auto harp, and that's pretty close to a guitar, but not quite the same, but close. And I just think it's the most beautiful when it's accompanied by a guitar. But, you know, now we've got the Philharmonic, and we've got the piano, and we've got the this and that and the other thing for it. It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's beautiful. But I think it's more beautiful when it's kept simple.
I did say. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. And, yes, it is of German origin. So I always remembered that when I heard that. I heard that way back in grade school. I think fourth grade we were taught that. Well, we weren't even taught. Our teacher just told us that story, and I just always remembered it. So anyway, okay, here is something really, really beautiful. And this is, do you guys remember who Susan Boyle is?
The one who blew people away, yeah.
Yeah, this gal from this backwater Scottish town that just sang all the time because if she went to school or something, everybody else kept making fun of her. And she was quite a surprise. She sounded so much different from how she looked, you know.
Exactly.
And,
for Simon's face when he heard her open her mouth, yeah.
Simon dropped his jaw to the floor when he heard her open
her
mouth.
First time I ever seen him. Yeah.
Yes, and they went in and did a makeover on her, and she has a career. And that voice, oh Lordy, that voice. Well, here she is singing a duet with Elvis, "Oh Come All Ye Faithful."
Come ye.
beautiful.
Wow, that is beautiful.
That's fantastic. You get those two together, and it's mesmerizing. You just can't do anything but sit there and listen to it. But I don't think that hurts anybody's feelings, so it's all right. Okay. Now, I have a special duet for the end of the show, and it's just going to have to wait until the end of the show. I want to play it now, but I'm not going to because it needs to be for the end of the show. It's just fantastic, and I don't want to spoil it down and then not have an ending for the show. You know, so hey, you know, it's all right though. I don't know. What are you thinking?
I said, is that the one I'm singing?
Oh, God, I hope not. Anyway.
Oh, God, I couldn't help it.
I know. But that's why, you know. What? Sue singing? Oh, no, not at the end of a show. No, we can't do that. We'll never recover. I'm teasing you, baby. You know I'm teasing you.
No, I don't mind at all. Don't worry about it.
I know
it.
You don't. That's why I can, but everybody else is going to go, what is she saying those horrible things about Sue for? And it's like, hey, guys, don't worry about it. We're friends.
Oh,
we understand.
God.
It's fine.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah, no, honey, it's not that one.
Well, darn.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think the world is ready for that yet.
I don't think so either.
I don't think you're ready for that yet. You want to know the truth of it, honey?
No.
Okay. Here is something that it's just going to grab you and carry you off. It's all right. Don't worry, Brandon. I am playing this song later with just Elvis singing it, okay? So this isn't going to count as your request, all right? So this is Gretchen Wilson doing a duet with Elvis singing Merry Christmas, Baby.
Christmas, baby, sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby, sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio.
Got good music on the radio.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio.
Got good music on the radio.
Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe.
Standing near the mistletoe.
Take it off, baby, take it off.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Christmas, baby.
Merry, merry, merry.
Sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Are you sure that dreaming I?
You sure did dreaming
nice. I said, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby.
Oh.
Well, you sure did dreaming I.
You sure did a dreaming
I. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm putting it through Al's mic. Yeah, yeah, well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Hell, I'm feeling mighty fine. Good music on my radio. Well, I want to kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my, radio. Dig it, James, dig it, man. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine.
Feeling mighty fine.
Got good music on my radio. Wake up, bud.
Had to just kind of fade out because they didn't want to quit. That's all right. We didn't want them to quit either. That was okay. Oh, that was better than okay. That was nice. Gretchen Wilson can really dig in, you know? She can. I'd love to see her and Wynonna Judd do one together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lordy. That would burn the place down. Oh, yeah. That'd be nice. That would be nice. Mm-hmm. And get Jeff Beck playing guitar behind it. Oh, yeah. Or Eric Clapton. I think Eric's still playing guitar. Isn't Eric Clapton still playing guitar? He's doing nice behind.
So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We could really get something going there. Mm-hmm. Just ask me.
Yeah.
I can set it up. No problem. Just ask me. We can do it. Hey.
Yeah, we'll
do it. Alrighty, then. Okay, this is going to be the first song of the show with just Elvis. Okay, this isn't a duet. This is just Elvis. Okay, and this is a song that we hardly ever hear. In fact, some people may not even know it exists. That's how seldom we hear this song. This is called "On a Snowy Christmas Night."
Oh yeah, how pretty.
Yeah.
Midnight prayers so softly whispered in a cathedral's candlelight bring the message of the holidays on a snowy Christmas night. Holly wreaths and hidden mistletoe, symbols of the season's might. Joyful faces everywhere we go on a snowy Christmas night. Give thanks. Christmas night. Mother Nature wears a bridal gown for the world's dressed in white. There's a silent glow that fills the earth on a snowy Christmas night. Your fame is for all you've been blessed with, and hold your loved ones tight, for you know the Lord's been good to you on a snowy Christmas night. For you know the Lord's been good to you on a snowy Christmas night.
Yeah. Now, why don't we hear that?
That's really pretty. Very
pretty.
Yeah. You can see him walking in the quiet, gentle snow. You know, that is a beautiful song.
Yeah, or in a snowstorm.
No, we're not going to take snowstorms. It won't be a snowstorm.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Now, this one is kind of special. And John sent me this last Christmas, and I kept it. I didn't know if it'd ever show up again, so I kept it. This is "I'll Be Home for Christmas" with a message on it. So enjoy.
I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Because it didn't belong with the song. It was something extra added. So
right.
That was cool. Oh, that was nice. All right, here's another one that we just don't ever hear. Why? I don't know. But we're going to hear it now. We're going to hear it now. It won't seem like Christmas without you.
Oh, it won't seem like Christmas, oh, without you. Are too many miles all between. But if I get the one thing I'm wishing for, then I'll see you tonight in my dreams. Seems a long time since we've been together. It was just about this time time of year. Looks like it's gonna be snowy weather. How I wish that you could be here. But it won't seem like Christmas without you. Or too many miles are between. But if I get the one thing that I'm wishing for, then I'll see you tonight in my dream. In the distance I hear sleigh bells ringing. The holly is so pretty this year. And the carol that somebody sings reminds me of our Christmas last year. Oh, but it won't be like Christmas without you. Or too many miles are between. Oh, but if I get the one thing that I'm wishing for, then I'll see you tonight in my dream. Yes, I'll see you tonight in my dream.
Okay, gotta hurry up and go to sleep.
What?
Gotta hurry up and go to sleep. Gotta hit dreamland. You know, you gotta hit. Never mind.
Yes,
okay.
I just want to do it right.
How about Winter Wonderland? As long as we're freezing to death, we might as well have a reason, right?
Okay. We can build a snowman in the meadow. We can build a snowman. And
the trouble is there's no way I can hit it before we hit the chord.
Yeah, I know. There's no way I can hit it, see? So we won't hit it, David. You know, just think, snowman. In my father's house, I mean. And that's what I'm asking you. In the meadow we can...
Walking in
Winter Wonderland. Meadow, we can build a snowman. In meadow, we... Okay. But again, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't.
This will be take
7. Hey, Red. The Reverend Joe Esposito will now speak a few words of inspiration. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away
I'm getting tired of this damn song. Tired of it.
Just remember that. He's tired of it.
That's funny.
You know, after 157 takes, I can believe that. Yeah, I'm, you know. Okay.
Wouldn't it have been so cool to listen to all of his rehearsals like that? That'd be so funny.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love rehearsals, and that's exactly why they're themselves. They're not doing it for the recording. They're not doing it for the public. They're being themselves. It's not supposed
it's
to be on
like
recording.
About. Yeah. Yeah.
But we like that it is. So, hey, that's all right. Uh-huh. Gives us some insight into the fact that they're all real people, man. They're just real people. They're nothing special.
Right.
They're just real people. Likes, dislikes, bad language, good language, helpfulness, bop you on the head. I mean, you know, they're just real people. It's cool. They all put their pants on one leg at a time. What can I tell you? Okay. This one, if I remember correctly, the name of the song is If Every Day Was Like Christmas, and I believe Red West wrote this, and it's a beautiful song, so I'm going to play it right now. Yeah, I had put in the version that Elvis sang, and when I called it up, it didn't come up. So I just played the one that came up. But that's all right, because it was a good Christmas song. You know, it's an Elvis Christmas song. Uh-huh. Just Red West wrote it, and he did sing a version of it. And that happened to be the one I got, because the one I wanted didn't come up. Typical. Just typical. Anyway, all right. Back to the real Elvis. Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Lights are blitzing, all there's a reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, for Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, for Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your heart with Christmas cheer, for Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, well, Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all.
Something I'm missing. It just dawned. I need an ugly Christmas sweater. I love those things.
Oh.
I love those things.
God. Go to Walmart. They have plenty of them there. I'm telling you. They got
I know
them
they have. Yeah, they have plenty of them there, and I don't got plenty of money, honey, so they'll stay at Walmart. But anyway,
even,
yeah.
Even with the band for your head, whatever.
Yeah. I am. After Christmas sales. There you go. But I am missing an ugly Christmas sweater. I haven't had one in a long time, but we used to get one every year for Christmas. And I love those stupid really? Things. My grandma used to wear them. She used to have sweatshirts. Ugly Christmas sweatshirts.
Oh, Lord. Sweatshirts. I bet she did have them, didn't she?
Oh, Lord. And she wore them everywhere, all the time. And I loved them. It was that was grandma at Christmas. Red sweatshirt, and sometimes it would have Santa Claus on it. Sometimes it would be Christmas trees. Sometimes it would be the elves with the snow and all that stuff. I loved them. They're fantastic. I need an ugly Christmas sweater. I got to get an ugly Christmas sweater.
I mean, they're like 25 bucks. Yeah, it's awful, really.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Especially since you can only wear them like 2 weeks out of the year. But hey, wear it in July. What the heck? You'll lose weight because you'll sweat all the water off.
I know, right?
Oh God! Oh my God!
But
last year, my daughter Jenny had brought over a box, and I said, "What is in that box?" And she said, "Oh, it's how to make ugly cookies, like you know the ugly sweaters." And
so
we got in there and made those cookies. They were the ugliest things you've ever seen. It came with all the decor, you know, you're supposed to put on there. They were so ugly, you wouldn't even want to eat them. We made them so bad.
I love it. So, okay, perfect Christmas gift for everybody on your list. Get them an ugly Christmas sweater and say they have to wear it Christmas Day. There you go.
Yeah.
I think it works. I love it. It works. There you go. if I had anybody be here with me, I'd get them an ugly Christmas sweater, and we'd wear our ugly Christmas sweaters on Christmas. But since I'm going to be by myself and I don't have one, I'll just hang out in one of the
Well, I'll have to wear ugly scrubs or ugly. I can't wear that.
Well, as long as you're warm,
I got a Santa's hat I can wear, David. I got some reindeer horns for my head.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's the next best thing. That's the next best. Or an elf hat. An elf hat. That would work.
I have an elf hat. That would be cool. But I got a Santa's hat.
That would that's close. That would work. That would work.
And then
put the Santa hat on.
I've got bells on them.
There you go. Okay, put the reindeer antlers on, but put them towards the front of your head, and then you can put the Santa hat on and kind of cover up the ends of the reindeer so you hold them on. Then you got them both. Hey, overdo it. It's Christmas. Go ahead. Go for it. I think it works. There you go. You got my idea. Everybody will look at you, honey. Hey, you know, go for it.
Oh, God.
I think we need to go look at that, honey. There we go.
That is funny.
Yeah. Hey, you know, being looked at funny is a compliment. People are noticing
you. Well, I do it for kids. You know, a lot of kids come through there, you know. And all.
Well, of course. Of course. But, you know, it's a compliment when people look at you funny. So go for it. Do it. Mm-hmm. I dare you.
Get your attention at the church.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. That would actually look so funny.
Oh, yeah. Always. All right. Here is Santa bring my baby back to me. Of course, if she never left, that would kind of be redundant. But go ahead. What the heck? Maybe she went to the kitchen and you wanted to come back to the living room.
Santa bring my baby back to me. Santa bring my baby back to me.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready. The candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
He's a man, he's a reindeer, hurry. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas. Let my baby too. Fill my sock with candy. A little bright and shiny toy. You want to make me happy. And fill my heart with joy. And Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure don't seem like Christmas. I'll let my baby go, but I'll make him fill my sock with candy. And a little bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
I love that last note. That was beautiful. Good harmony. Okay. Let's go for it. Christmas medley. Blue Christmas and Santa Claus is back in town. In a limousine, not a sleigh.
Well, it being the time of year that it is, I'd like to do my favorite Christmas song of all the ones I've recorded. I ain't got no reindeer, no sack on my back. You gon' see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Well, it's Christmas, and the snow is falling on the ground. I'm gonna tell you about this here Christmas. Santa Claus is back in town. I'll have a Christmas tree won't be the same if you're not here with them. And the windows, snowflakes start falling. That's the windows blue. Memories start.
Much of Santa Claus is Back in Town, so I'm going to play that on Thursday. The full, just Santa Claus is Back in Town, because that's one of my favorites. I like all the Santa Claus songs. And Rudolph, yes, I'll play Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's not only good for you, honey. That's been one of my favorites since I was about 5 years old, and Mama bought me the storybook when it came out. One of those little golden books, you know?
It was a lullaby 24/7 with him.
Oh, yes. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. See, I even know it. So, okay, yes, you'll have that. We'll have that on Thursday. Not a problem. Oh, in fact, I think I still have it on my computer from last year. So, hey, you know, we're going to do good. All right, Brandon, here you go, baby. This is Merry Christmas, Baby, the full version. I switched yours out to play the longer version. So here you go, guys.
Thank you.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Take it off. Thank you.
for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Play it, Jim. Take it on, Jim.
All right. I love that. I wish it was like 3 minutes longer. That would be cool, wouldn't it? All right. And not to miss a minute, I am going to do Wonderful World of Christmas.
Okay.
The wonderful world of Christmas is a wonderful world to behold. The wonderful world of Christmas was made for the young and the old. Smile and good cheer of each neighbor, and children with cheeks all aglow. So warm is this Christmassy feeling, with the treetops all wrapped up in snow. Joy from the moment it starts. The wonderful world of Christmas should remain every day in our
hearts. All right, and that takes us down to the end of the show, kids. We got 4 minutes left.
Oh.
That was so much fun, though. We got to hear Elvis songs 2 hours. I love it.
I enjoyed being here with y'all guys. What time is the show tomorrow?
I don't have a show tomorrow, honey. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Okay, I got you.
Right. And it's the same time every day, starts at the same time.
Okay.
So nobody has to remember different times or anything. So that really helps. And Thursday is another Christmas show. It's all the Christmas music.
Okay.
Today is our Elvis Christmas music. Now, Thursday is going to include some Elvis Christmas music because I didn't get to play all of it. So that's okay. And I probably duplicate some of what I played today because some of it I just love and I only get to play it one time a year. So that's just how it goes. And we love it. So it's okay. We don't care. We can repeat that. It's fine. So anyway, I'm glad y'all joined me today. And I know y'all had fun because it was Elvis music. We always have fun with Elvis music. And keep in mind that now we do, it's called All Elvis Tuesday Show. So on Tuesdays, it's all Elvis. And now, various things. We might do movies. We might do Seldom Heard. We might do just regular whatever we come up with stuff. But on Tuesdays it will be an all Elvis show. So we did change to that because everybody likes it so much, and we couldn't not doing it. You know what I mean? So come back on Thursday, though, for another Christmas show. And remember, there's not going to be a show on Sunday because that is Christmas Day, and y'all should spend time with your families. And so that's what Christmas Day is going to be for. We're not going to spend time in front of the radio doing a Christmas show. So come back on Thursday because you don't want to miss it. It's going to be Christmas music, and I'm just going to have a blast. You guys don't know how much fun I am going to have. And John's going to have fun sending songs to me, and we're just, hey, join us because you don't want to miss out on the fun. Okay, so I do have my ending song to do is going to be a duet with Celine Dion, the If I Can Dream duet. And in the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well, stay happy, and stay safe. And we'll see y'all on Thursday for more fun in the cold. Fun in the sun didn't quite work. So, you know, hey, wrong time of year. So, hey, guys. I will see you later. Goodbye. Get some rest.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas, Sue. Merry Christmas, Jenny. Merry Christmas, Eve. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Christmas.
Thank you, baby girl. Smile at everybody, you guys. Smile at everybody. Here's Celine Dion and Elvis.
Burning brighter somewhere.
That to be birds flying higher in the sky, more blue.
If I can.